Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at chumbacasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. I think you want to know. A dirty little secret. About a secret little show.
I don't like humping girls. I don't like. I was never.
I do.
Carcass is carcass, dude.
You did?
Yo, yeah.
Oh, you did a bunch of girls that you didn't really like? Are we rolling yet?
Let's hope so.
Roll them.
For you. I jump in front of a train for you.
Oh, that's got to be a real ugly one.
Yeah, yeah. God, he's so good.
He is.
That
so
little
good.
Run. Oh, damn. And so he does good. All that, and he's still snap dancing. Cock.
Mm-hmm.
God, Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
I saw him at a Bottle Rock 1 year.
Oh,
I made
really?
The wrong move, though. What? I got really close because I wanted to see him really bad, and he's a really good dancer and all the stuff. And he had, like, the pyrotechnics there. So there was, like, just explosions left and right, and you know the music's loud, but those explosions were way louder.
Oh,
boom, 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 boom! I'm sure it looks great from back there, you mm-hmm. know, all the fire and.
But
the
you
explosions.
Were it was concussing your ears.
Yeah, I couldn't hear the music. I just heard boom, 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 boom.
So I'm why didn't you get out of there?
Because you know how it is when you're in the front row, people start crowding up behind you, and I'm like,
hard
oh,
to get out.
Shit, yeah. I'm stuck. What do I do now?
Yeah.
I think I'm getting a hand job. Who is that?
Oh, it's the guy next to me.
Huh.
Speaking of hand jobs, I want to get back to what we just almost dove into. Alex will bang anything.
Oh, that was a mistake.
This is See, this is John's whole thing. Like, guys will fuck anyone. Guys
but
will fuck
won't.
Anything. But they will. Some guys won't. Few and far between, Vincent. Other guys, they just want to fuck.
I've said many times, I grew up during the like, AIDS was a huge topic and a big, and I realize most heterosexual people went, that'll never get anywhere near me. That's for the gay guys.
Mm.
But I didn't think that at all. In fact, I did a paper on it and went, no, it's actually for all, it's
for all of
it's
us.
It's for everyone. Yeah. So I scared the hell out of myself and was very careful about where I put my wiener, but.
Well, how old were you when you lost your virginity, Alex?
I actually don't know because
really,
I actually my first attempt was a fail. So, but
oh,
I did.
Oh.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
I didn't know what I was doing.
It's like you.
So
put
I had
it,
the
so
opportunity
you put it right
with
your ass
like
and
six.
It was...
No, I think I was like 13 or 14.
Okay,
but I didn't realize that. Like, you know, when you watch porn, it's like they don't show all the other stuff. You know, the warming up and the lube. I felt like it was more about like.
So you don't have an instant boner. You need a little help.
No, I mean, I was just having trouble getting it in.
Oh.
And then it was hurting her. And I was like, I don't like this right now. Like,
oh, was
I don't
she
want to hurt
a virgin
her.
Too?
Yeah.
Well, it's so possible she, if you were coming up against a particularly thick hymen.
Yeah, maybe. It could have been that too. So
sometimes you can just put it, position yourself in the doorway, and that will wet, lube the area up within a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah, I just didn't have enough.
She was young too. So
yeah,
she was probably
exactly.
Like,
two
I'm
young people.
Scared shitless.
Right.
I don't know what to do.
And so, yeah, but, you know, we did other things. So that's why I did other things for a while and then eventually.
So when how old do you think you were when you finally breached the hull?
I can't remember. You know, maybe I was like 17
were
or 18
drunk?
Somewhere in there.
Seriously?
I definitely was drunk for a lot of times.
A lot of people
that time wasn't drunk, but I wasn't drunk for many of my.
How old would you say you were when you were like officially a drunk? Were you still a mid teenager?
Yeah, I mean, I was using probably like, well, because I used to do a lot of hard drugs as well. So,
oh, yeah, like
you know,
what?
Like meth.
Oh, you shit.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
so,
know
like,
that.
So, like, by, like, 14, I had already dabbled in that.
Oh, no.
Wait, so let me get this straight. Excuse me. So, you tried meth and liked it?
Yeah, I think, like, it was most drugs for the most part. Like, I would try it the first time. Like, with weed, I didn't know I was really high. I couldn't tell. I didn't know. Yeah, it was very weird. So, it was the same thing with, like, meth. Like, I didn't know how I was supposed to feel. So when I first did it, like the first time, I didn't really know I was feeling anything.
Well, it feels like a razor blade going up your nose for starters. So
well,
you
I
felt
smoked
that.
It the first time.
What?
Yeah.
Well,
you freebased meth the first time you tried it.
Yeah.
What did you do? Sprinkle it?
Store?
Sprinkle? Yeah. Sprinkle it into a joint or something?
No, like? you get like a meth pipe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Glass pipe. Yep, you can. I mean, at that time, you could buy them anywhere, and you could even, you know,
you still can.
Yeah, you can make them as well. So,
out of glass.
Wow.
Yeah,
dude.
A lot of people buy like the air. Well, I don't want to give any.
Yeah, don't.
Glass pipes. That's incredible.
I can't imagine that. I've made a pipe out of a can.
Oh yeah, I've done that too.
Yeah,
that's normal.
So yeah, but then I instantly I did like it though. Yeah, like
oh,
after the second time, it was like yeah we were. On a run till about 18, 19.
Wow!
Yeah.
Huh.
There was definitely like a good 2 years. That's why I feel like I got clean so young.
Would you say that was like a party drug for you guys, or did you just become addicted to that right away?
I was instantly addicted and terrible situation right away. Yeah.
So you were doing it daily or most
Yeah,
days?
Whenever I could get it, and I knew people who had it.
Is it, and it's cheaper too, right? Like it's not like having to buy Coke or... You know, like you can get it pretty readily.
No, it's pretty expensive, I thought.
Oh, yeah? How much? What do you think?
I don't know.
Because it seems
it's definitely cheaper than Coke. It's definitely in the cheaper range.
I would think, because, I mean, it's so prevalent.
Yeah, people, and that's the thing, too. Like, I knew people who did that.
Oh.
I know someone who has bragged many times. As far as I know, he doesn't even do it, or doesn't anymore, but he used to be like, oh, I make the best meth. Who the fuck brags about that?
Is it Bryan Cranston?
But he was like, you know, I know how to make it, and I'm good at it. And I just thought,
right
that
up
is,
until your trailer blows up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's scary. That's like a weird
volatile.
Thing to, of all the things to brag about. But that's he was like, yeah, I'm really good at it. I make great meth.
Do you want some? Because
no.
I have it right here. It's great. I've never tried meth, and I tried to scare my kids hard with, you know, have you ever see that Faces of Meth website?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like the person the first time they get arrested and then the person 6 months later and what looks like 25 years on them. Yeah, the meth seems like nothing to dabble in. How long were you on that for? Jesus.
You know, off and on from like, yeah, like 14, 15 to like probably around 19.
Jesus.
But there was a good like 2 year run probably from like 17 to like 18, 19. Yeah. Like,
and is 18, 19 when you decided I really need to quit everything? How old were you when you went sober?
I got sober at 23.
Oh boy.
So are those your teeth?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't lose your teeth?
No, I didn't,
teeth.
But I do remember like my friend's sister like had a picture of us when we were using and like looking at that picture and being like, that is not even me.
Wow.
Yeah, like I was so skinny and really looked like a zombie.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was very, very bad.
All right, so getting back to guys will fuck anything.
Oh, yeah. How do we get off on meth? Okay.
Well, he was saying he doesn't know because he was doing all kinds of drugs.
Oh, right.
So how many, give us a rough estimate. How many dudes do you think?
Like, go within 2 years of when you lost
your... How many chicks do you think you fucked?
How many chicks have I...
Yeah, how many... Do you have a...
That's the problem.
It's
like I boned...
Well, would we say it was
I boned most
50?
Of them when I was, like, actually, like, after I got... Probably, honestly, like, I didn't get, like... I don't know. This is my opinion. Like, I didn't get really, like, that good looking until maybe I was, like, 28-ish, 20. So that's when I went on my, like, little run was, like, recently.
Oh.
More recent.
So, yeah. So what are we talking
about?
When
I was younger, I was, like, no girl really wanted to hang out with me, so...
Unless
so
they wanted
your
drugs. Yeah,
already.
So what's the number? Give us your number.
Ah, man, I don't know. Maybe like 20 or something.
Oh, that's like me. That's not
yeah,
that
I mean.
That's like the, that's
was
the
like
number
a short
that Vinny
period
says,
of time,
too.
Though, you know?
I'm telling you, I didn't bone as many girls. I wish, now I look back and I think I could have had so much fun. I knew everybody, people. There were girls who would try to talk to me and I'd be like,
everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm busy.
You're not a beer.
Yeah.
I have no interest.
You know me so well. Yeah, I was just like, I don't. And part of it was I didn't want, like, I know plenty of dudes, back to the whole guys will bone anyone. They'll just ignore someone no matter how annoying they might be or what they're actually saying. Like, maybe you shouldn't have another drink. I'm not ignoring that. Fuck that. You don't get to tell me I'm drinking. That's what I do. This is my thing.
I'm busy doing my thing. You run along.
Yeah, get off, but be on your way.
Right. Off you go.
Yeah, so I just, Mark. That's the way I was. I was partying with my boys and doing my thing and didn't want anyone telling me how to behave or what to do. Anyway, I never wanted to be with someone who was, like, I couldn't ignore that. I needed to like them. I like to like people.
Except for when you would wake up with them in the closet with your hand up her cooch.
But I didn't bone that girl, for the record.
For every girl that you woke up with in a closet, who knows how many, you know.
There weren't a lot of girls in closets. That's one story.
Yeah. I just feel like you forgot a lot of stuff.
No.
I think a lot of stuff
I'm telling you,
happened.
You don't get it. I was busy with my drinks.
Mm-hmm. So, I have a choice for you here. Well, I have one that's heavy, but it's...
Oh.
No, it's not, like, devastating or anything, but it's a hard one. I think it's hard. And then I've got a thing that's left over about Ron Jeremy that is kind of interesting.
Oh.
But...
He's in jail as we speak, right?
He's... I think he's in a psychiatric hospital.
What?
Yeah, he's been accused. Well, okay, I'll just run through this thing.
Ron Jeremy, if you don't know, is one of the original porn stars.
Right. He's one of the big ones, in more ways than one. Like,
ba-dum-bum.
Right. He was like, picture a 70s dude with a big mustache and a huge schlong. And that was
when he was young. And guys. I know this because I watch all the vintage porn. That's sort of my go-to. When he was young, he was thin,
yeah,
and I wouldn't say handsome,
no,
but good-looking enough, and certainly had a giant one, which is what, you know, why you'd be in porn.
Sure.
But if you follow, like, I watch 70s porn, so if you follow through the 70s, he kept it together. By the 80s, he was packing on the pounds and looking greasier and sweatier and grosser.
But still could fuck like nobody's business with a huge
cock. He had a huge one, so yes, he was definitely featured.
And he was sort of like the granddaddy of the whole thing at that point.
Well, and then he got the look was that gross mustache and the slick back. He just looked smarmy and gross.
I don't know why he came in here one time.
He didn't come in when I was there.
No, he was when No Name was here. I don't know if he was promoting a book or I'm not sure what the reason was, but he was a mess. Like, so it would have been sometime around, let's say 2005, right?
Okay.
Sometime around then. He comes in and he's talkative. He's answering questions and I can't remember what the whole thing was about, but he was picking at himself for the entire however long we had him on for, like picking at his fingers, kind of scratching at his face, kind of squeezing on things. Like, I am not kidding you. When he got up to leave, there was a pile of him on the counter.
Gross.
Like little bits of skin.
Ew.
And like, you know, maybe like chapped lip pulls, you know, just it was like, I remember me and Maddie just looking at it going,
ugh.
Do we scrape this into an envelope and sell it on eBay?
No.
Or do we just get, you know, the crisis management people to come in here and or like the eco cleaners,
yeah,
you know,
bio
the ones
suits.
Right, biohazard people. I mean, it was a biohazard on the counter, like right there in the guest chair.
It
was
hideous. One of the things that's weird about porn, and I want you to get to your story.
Don't worry about it.
There are times when it's exactly what I need for my imagination and also the visual in order to accomplish my goal, which is to come and get on to the next day, the next task of the day. So it works. But if I spend too much time looking, especially at modern porn, where it looks like someone isn't having fun and they're not really an actor, they may just be there for the money and trying to get like drugs or whatever, they're like, you just, it gets so
gross.
It takes me right out of what I'm trying to do and just gives me a limpy and I'm done and I hate it.
Oh,
that's why I always go back to the old porn where they're acting like they like it
because they're acting,
right?
Those were actual movies that had plots,
right?
It like the, you know, you think the pizza guy's showing up in modern day porn? No, it's just.
But they have the washing machine one, which is super realistic.
Well, some of the, you know what?
Some of those,
I'm not saying all modern porn is bad. I'm just saying that kind of thing where you see something that feels like you should call 911 instead of.
Like, oh no, that poor girl.
Right. You just definitely, there's a difference. So I'm careful what I watch. I don't enjoy seeing someone get grabbed by the throat or whatever. It just takes me right out of it.
Yeah.
So I watch all the old porn. That's why I'm familiar with him. I don't know where
so
we were going.
So recently, Ron Jeremy was accused by dozens of women of sex abuse and rape charges. So, and that's kind of been going on.
I've wondered about this a lot.
Well, the reason for the delay is that he's got dementia. So he was recently declared mentally unfit to face these charges. It sounds like he's pretty far gone, according to British tabloids, so I don't know. He's living at a psychiatric hospital where he believes he's shooting a porno flick with the nurses there. Heidi Fleiss is apparently a longtime friend of his, and she says the evidence of his condition has been apparent for several years now, and she thinks it's a good thing that he doesn't understand what's going on, because he's innocent. Heidi Fleiss. If you don't know who Heidi Fleiss is, she's like the madam who hooked up. She was the one with the little black book that was filled with celebrities and congressmen.
Including Charlie Sheen, very famously.
Yes, very famously. They're good friends, and she would hook him up with his goddesses.
What was his big quote? "I don't pay them for sex, I pay them to go away." Mm-hmm. Wasn't that his quote?
Yeah.
Something like that?
"I pay them so that it's a transaction and they understand how it works.
After we're done.
Goodbye."
Right. Oh, I don't know anything about this guy's. What I assumed was happening is that he, and this is just an assumption, I hadn't even read about what he'd been up to, but this is a man who has been having sex on camera his whole life. So the idea that someone's in the area of a film set, I just assume he must think, well, we're on, right? Let's do this. And I'm sure there are people going, "I delivered donuts," you know, or whatever.
Right.
But that's probably not the best.
I don't know exactly what all the charges are, and I don't have the sheet in front of me. I suppose we could look that up real quick and hear what some of these
Again,
are.
I don't like to think about it because I'm using this for a reason, but I can also see, and I think about this quite a bit, for every film that gets completed, I wonder how many are where the girl goes, Whoa. I never agreed to anal or whatever, or that's too rough, or no, I don't. I've decided this isn't for me.
Yeah.
I imagine that happens, right?
I would assume.
I have his charges here.
Oh, okay.
It's 34 counts of sexual assault and 12 of rape.
Any individual rape. What are the circumstances? Is there a theme that runs, like, this guy just thought he could fuck any woman because that's what had happened to him his whole life, so he would be in situations where he would take advantage of someone, or was it like a Harvey Weinstein thing where he's going to make you real big in porn and you'd go to his hotel room and
young teens at the age of 15.
Jesus Christ!
To the age 55, yeah. So it's
okay. Well, listen, I think he should stand trial. It sounds like he's a terrible person.
Well, imagine, but that's your life. You, what value does any human body have to you other than I turn on the camera.
Let's roll them.
I put myself into her and we, you know, make a movie.
And you make a close up on that.
I don't know.
Somebody overdubs some moaning later.
It has to break you to some extent, doesn't it?
That's an interesting way of putting it. I've often thought that you have diminished yourself if you're in a porn with Ron Jeremy. Like, I actually don't believe that sex work is wrong. And I think when two parties agree to something and it's all consensual, I think that's completely fine. But I do know why there are stigmas for like a porn star trying to break into mainstream acting. It's a thing, you know. You were a porn star. That's who you'll always be, that in some people's minds.
Right. Well, I think that in some cases, there isn't as much of a stigma as time has gone by, and I've seen.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps books teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
People who will say that, well, Jenna Jameson was world famous.
Yeah.
Before, you know, all the surgeries and how weird she got. But there's some acceptance to that. But what I'm talking about are those videos where you go, is this shot on a camcorder, VHS type recorder, and someone's in like a bad hotel room, and you just go, oh no, what happened here? It's
right. They almost look like crime scene footage.
Yes.
There's some rough stuff out there. Yeah.
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 You want to try to stay clear of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I hardly ever watch porn. That's a, you know.
Well, good for you. You're not visually, not as necessary.
I feel like, you know, I've learned most of what I know about porn from you, Vinny. But John watches a lot of porn. And
most guys do. It would be unrealistic to think.
I wonder if I should ask him, like, what specifically, if he's got like certain things, like you like the 70s or the hair pie ones, or
it's not I've said this too many times, probably. It's not so much I like hair pie, it's that I like those movies where they appear to be enjoying themselves
and they appear natural
and they're not, there's no, it doesn't feel as violent. It feels like they're boning and there's good camera shots and I'm done already.
And
great,
they're having fun.
Having a good time.
But I've never been into the ones where a lady has one in her hiney and one in her woman area and one in her mouth. I'm like,
oh, really?
Oh, nope. Too much.
Yeah, that grew on me. It took me a minute. So. Yeah.
Oh, you like that?
I'm a fan of it, too. Oh.
Yeah, I used to find a DP.
Oh, man, what a whore. And then now I'm like, I don't know. It's kind of, it's,
she's
kind
a giver.
Of
look at her.
And it seems in
she probably gets paid extra for
it's
that.
It's not
right?
that she's a whore. It's that those cocks are baseball bats going into.
And they're roughing it up.
The real estate is not built for that.
It's just, she can handle it. You know,
but, she's a good girl. She can handle
clearly,
it.
Clearly, I mean,
how'd you fit so many cars in that garage?
At least based on the video, there's
cars,
proof
those are
she
buses.
Survived it. But I don't know about how, you know, that went after. Do they drive them to the ER right after the scene?
Let's get you stitched up, because that was a good scene, and we're going to want to do one of those again.
Total stunt sex, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. And they seem like they're enjoying it. That's the craziest part. They're like, ah, all the holes.
Well, that's the job.
Yeah.
Well, they're supposed to.
They don't. You know, the thing is, there are ladies who know how to voice track that stuff. Like, apparently, there are people who stand in sound booths and just go, and because either the sound wasn't good in the room or they just needed her to make sounds that weren't like, ow, ah,
wait.
Yeah.
Get off me! Get off! Yeah, I don't know.
You pulled my hair! God!
Anyway, I kind of agree that that guy probably has zero respect for women. Right. Zero. Or you're just... Right. Talk about carcass
is
carcass.
Body. Right, that guy.
There's
well,
that guy.
He did
guy.
Gay porn too, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
I thought so.
I think that was John Holmes.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right.
That got... He ended up with AIDS. He ended up dying of AIDS. And many people who shot scenes with him obviously were like,
Uh-oh. All right. Well, anyway, he's got dementia, so it doesn't look like he's going to stand trial. I'm not sure how old he is now either. He's got to be pretty old. Let me get his age.
I'm sure he's pushing 70.
If not over age... he is 69.
Mm.
Yeah.
Of course he is.
Oh, he's your height, 5'6".
Get out of here.
Oh. Didn't realize he was short.
Don't Shut wink up. At me and don't Shut say up. Stuff like that. Oh, excuse me. I almost just threw up.
Okay. So that's going to do it for today's show.
What?
Yeah, we're already over. Tomorrow it'll be V-Hale, and I do
hold
have...
on. I have one last question for Alex.
Please, go
Alex,
ahead.
Yeah. Did you say what percentage of the girls you? Because this the whole thing came up that you're like, I don't care about boning a girl I like or don't
oh,
like.
Yeah.
What percentage would you say of the 20? Let's go with your number, 20. What percentage would you say you didn't like but boned anyway?
Yeah, it feels like I have done more than 20 then.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, maybe like 10 or something.
10 of the 30,000.
My thing is I give other guys advice, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, and I wouldn't give advice that I wouldn't do myself. Mm-hmm. So that's another, yeah, it's like, you know, I'll be like.
What are you talking about?
I didn't get
yeah,
that
I don't
either.
Know where
oh,
you
Oh, like
just
my
went
friends
like
and stuff. I mean, I'm like, hey, you know, they'll, you know, ask me like, yeah, should I, you know, do this chick? And I'm like, yeah, dude, do it, you know?
Good advice.
And. You know, carcass is carcass, and then
oh, so that's the advice you. Tell
yeah, that's my advice I give to other people, and I practice that those same principles.
Ah,
yeah,
I see. Practice.
I could just edit this out because nobody's getting
it. Don't edit anything out.
No, leave it in. Leave it in. Leave it.
Have you know lives prior to you know being.
Sometimes I try to explain things, and I don't want to talk how I would talk with my friends, so I'd like hold things back, and
well, you shouldn't. Don't hold things back.
I have to a little.
You're right. No, you don't.
Look, you're not the only. I'm sure that there are plenty of people like going, yeah, I boned plenty of people I didn't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you did.
Totally. Couldn't, I mean, most of the names I never got.
I don't know. I
Dark Hallway Encounters.
It's fun. I had a couple of fun years there. I'm over it. I settled down. Sowed my wild oats.
Yeah. You let those guys lick your pussy?
Sometimes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Which guys were this? Them. I don't even know what we're talking about.
When she was a rock star, you know, touring New England, she had some crazy years.
I went
there.
On a bit of a tear.
And so.
Sounds epic.
Yeah.
You didn't give them blowjobs, though, did you?
Sure.
What?
Sometimes, sure.
A random?
So. Yeah, totally. Are you kidding me? Yeah. I was just horny.
But you never were like, I wish you'd have showered before you came to my show. Like, did you work all day and then come straight to the bar?
I don't think I ever really noticed that.
Huh.
I don't know.
All right.
But dude's junk can be funky. There's no question.
All
I'm sure
people's junk can get funky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and after a you know a night in a club watching a band and dancing.
Or dancing, right.
Yeah, we were a fun dance band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I used to tell my... I had a roadie. I had a roadie. His name, I think, was Jimmy or...
Jimmy, I need the condoms.
I would tell him who I was into in the crowd.
Right.
And he'd be like, hand the guy a backstage pass.
And a condom.
No.
Oh.
Wow, you were a rock star.
Oh, right. You didn't wear condoms. I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were times when I didn't.
Well, I'm telling you.
You'd think guys would be smart enough to be like, this chick. I need a condom.
No. I'm sure the guys were like, this chick, fucking hot, and she's ready to go.
It was bad. You know when it got bad was when we would play at the same club. There were a couple clubs in Worcester and in Boston where we would play kind of regularly, and so there were people who would come. And there was this one guy. He worked out at Fort Devens.
The singer's a sure thing.
I wasn't for him, but he was into me and would come out. And he was a military guy. Actually, I knew a lot of military guys. Fort Devens, they'd come into Leominster. We'd play there sometimes, or Worcester. And so he would come down from Fort Devens, and he was like always taking pictures and stuff. And one time he comes in, he's got this fucking album that was disturbing. It was like,
he loved you.
It seemed like it.
He loved you.
Yeah.
You know, this is the thing. I've heard these guys talk before, the guys who you're mentioning, and they're like, I love this person with all my heart, and I watch her do one-night stands with random fuckers all the time.
Oh, he didn't watch me. I would, you know.
And, but I'm
I try
talking
to keep
about
it on the DL.
Breaking hearts.
Guys, you know, like you went to people you went to high school with, and the girl would be like, you know, knew this guy loved her, but was happy to do a one-night stand with some fucking random dude from, you know, the next town over.
Right.
Wouldn't phone the guy that loved her, though, in
no,
that
well,
way.
Then, please. You that's an entanglement.
No, thanks.
Like, sorry about it. I think you like me too much. I'm just kind of a stick-and-move person.
The end.
Yeah. Okay.
I gotta go edit out that one part.
No, you don't! No.
Shut the fuck up, Alex.
Don't do it, Alex.
Don't do it.